At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sabres got the dub last night on the road. It was a late game. Puck didn't get dropped until around 10:30. And then nobody scored until the third, and then this happened.
Works it back across. Now Dylan Cousins down on the ice. Darlene, high slot, takes the shot, scores! I don't know if that was tipped. It may have been by Zucker, who gets one for the Buffalo Sabres, and it's a 1-0 lead here in the third period.
Zucker gets one in, and that is the game. One zip, shutting out the Kings last night in Los Angeles. Sabres will skate tomorrow. They got the Ducks on Friday night, then Saturday taking on the Sharks. So nice win on the road. Let's keep this thing going. Speaking of winning, Chris Stapleton won big at the CMAs last night. It was the Country Music Association Awards.
Baby, I want to thank you. I don't know what I would do without you, baby.
It was like a Chris Stapleton concert because he performed three times during the show. Here's who won all the big stuff. Morgan Wallen, also known to some as Morgan Wallen, was not able to attend the show last night. He did get Entertainer of the Year, but Chris Stapleton was there. I don't know.
I feel like in country music, we
hashtag
can say,
throwing cheers. Who knows what he's up to?
Well, I wonder if Zach Bryan was there after all that drama he's in.
Chicken fry was in the house. I can tell you that Chris Stapleton post Malone opened the show with the performance of California Sober.
Nice.
Then Malone sang his song Yours, which is a beautiful father-daughter dance, if you're looking for something like
Yours by Post Malone?
Post Malone. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Trust me.
Have I heard it on that one.
Probably not.
I have. Yeah. No?
You've heard the country album front to back?
I've heard a lot of it, but I don't, because I will sometimes just like... Yeah.
It's a lovely song.
I'm going to have to listen to that. That's cool.
Shaboozy performed his song, the bar song, monster hit. So, no remix on that one. But, that was the CMA Awards last night. So, Chris Stapleton winning big. Morgan Wallen taking the top one. Nice to know the guy awarding him just doesn't know how to say his name. But it is what it is.
It was I watched a good chunk of it. It was, like, flat. It was okay.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't have... was it Peyton Manning? Which Manning was the one that was involved in it? So, he was... But it was just kind of like... I don't know. It just didn't
like, prepared jokes on the prompter.
Kind of. I mean, I always like seeing musical performances, so that's always fun to see, and probably why I watched. But in general, it was just kind of like meh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never been filled with singers. It is a little the prompter jokes are a little awkward sometimes with this particular award show. I was told I was here for blah, blah, blah. And the other guy says his line, and then the other person says their line, that kind of thing.
But Morgan Wallen, I'm sad he wasn't there last Morgan night.
Yeah, that's a drag.
You know, I mean, it is a country award. You'd think you'd know the artists.
Well, no, it was, what's his face?
Jeff Bridges? I don't know.
He's allowed to not know. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I'm four generations ago, dude. I'm good.
No idea.
So Heidi Gardner from Saturday Night Live sat on a plane next to Josh Allen.
The blonde Heidi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that turns into number 17 on SNL. Just wondering if that's something that might happen in the future.
No, she's a New Yorker. Stay away from him.
No. I don't think there's any love interest. I'm talking strictly she thought he was hilarious.
Jets, Giants. I just don't want him to get into New York City too much because it's still Jets, Giants territory in New York where SNL is. It's not by a bajillion anywhere near Bill's territory in New York City. I don't want him to spend any time.
Well, there's only one of those teams that's actually a New York State team. But
I know. The Bills, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's kind of cool. Would he end up on SNL? That was an interesting...
I wouldn't be surprised if you see that happen at some point. If you get a major cast member, make a recommendation to Lorne, maybe we'll do it. I don't know. That could be cool. So, well, we know the best way to spread Christmas joy is for singing loud for all to hear. According to an advisory video shown moments before Wicked at AMC Theaters, silence is golden. So there is a pre-show spot that incorporates Ariana Grande telling you this is a silent show. We don't want you doing a sing-along for Wicked. While many people will know the songs from the show, OBS, there have been some musical shows where the crowd sings along and now it's just either you're there for the sing-along or you're not. They're saying there will be or probably will be sing-alongs coming out around Christmas. But for the original, let's do it first time in theater screenings of Wicked Part 1 opening this weekend, they're encouraging silence is golden. What they're not hoping for is for everybody to sing along. So they want fans to stay quiet everyone can enjoy the magic of the movies.
I know, but it urges people not to talk
or text. This is why you can't go. Adding that no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
You hear that, Janet? No wailing.
You guys
and no
don't
flirting,
understand.
Janet.
No.
Keep your eyes to yourself.
When wailing. The Wicked songs start, my heart just takes that song, and I get it. I get why they had to do that.
No, it doesn't.
But I will say, I have seen that some theaters are designating some of the movie times as sing-alongs.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
they're welcome to do that.
But for everybody else. So just know what one you're going to.
The production company or whoever's organizing this is planning to do a version sometime, maybe specific sing-along showings around Christmas. That's what they're planning.
Yeah.
But right now, you're probably going to see a little video ahead of the movie or a clip, whatever, telling you silence is golden. So again, Jan, no singing.
Mm-mm.
Look, agree, nod.
Yes,
no singing.
Okay.
No wailing.
Try not to.
No flirting, and absolutely no name calling.
No name calling. Of course not.
Never like, done it in a movie.
So
but.
I have a feeling that this is going to have Ariana Grande's career just skyrocket. Because
How could it even get any bigger at this point?
I don't know, Nick. I just know that I'm going with my daughter. I don't know if anyone else is doing that, but we might go twice. One to watch and one to sing.
Meg's bringing our daughters on the weekend. Otto's kind of on the fence about it.
They should come with us. This is like a big...
No, why don't we take Otto to Buffalo Wild Wings, watch football, and have some beers?
Yeah, but no, he's not into beers. He's
my daughter,
not quite 10 yet, Weez, but thanks.
Going to drink beers at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, no, that's wrong to do that. So.
Well, no, he can have a soda. I mean,
yeah, sure he can. Anyhow, don't sing along to Wicked. Thank you, Ari. I'm glad that she set us straight on that one. That's it for your news and views.
Are you excited about it? As excited as I am for Wicked? Like, I think it's going to be amazing. I really do.
As excited as you? No.
back to my Target experience last night, there was like a center thingy of Wicked stuff. And even
I told you there was merch there. There's Stanley Cups and everything. It's
great. Yeah, but they had like I don't know who was looking through the Wicked stuff, but you can't look through it neatly. Like, did you have to make all? I was like straightening up my dolls, like my Glinda and Elphaba. Like, I'm like straightening them because the box is so pretty, and I'm like, what did everybody do in here? It was crazy.
I know Vernon at that store. I could probably get you an overnight shift to restock and reset stuff.
It's like my I need order in my life, and so I know.
You count on Target to have it all laid out for you. The problem is you went for an evening shop, and they do their straightening up overnight.
I know, but, like, here's the thing. If you knock something off a hanger, just pick it up. I mean, like,
Just use the app, order, and pick it up at the car.
No, I like to buy. My shopping experience at Target is I go there to buy stuff I don't need, and I don't even know I want yet.
It's cheaper than going to a therapist, I'm telling you.
100%. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about Janet.
Yeah.
You get a little fancy drink when you come in.
No, I need my hands free, Nick. I need them free. Yeah. They had such cute stuff there, though. They really did.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.